Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today. So you can not only have that life of abundance, but you have to be able to do what you want with whom you want and do it whenever you want, right? It's be able to work because you want to, not because you have to. It's to have, be able to live by choice. And I'm grateful to have you guys here because you're not just here for your own financial prosperity, which is awesome. But you're also here because you know that as you're financially blessed and as you prosper yourself, you can bless the lives of others. You can become that rippler that creates a ripple effect throughout life. And that's the image and that's the vision I've had ever since of this movement is as you guys prosper, it frees you up to be able to create amazing things in the world versus just focusing on your own survival and your own money. It's to get you out of your shell to not be selfish, but to be self-interested and be able to make a difference and an impact in the world. So I'm proud to call you guys to be one of the Ripplers along with you. And hey, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great stuff on there, blogs and even ebook Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can check out there as well. So today, you know, I was thinking about a TV show that my wife had started to watch on Netflix. She'd seen some YouTube videos, of course, and other people talking about it, especially a lot of women. And she's like, hey, I have you ever heard of this Marie Kondo woman? And I always think like, what? Who's Marie Kondo? And then I see the name, and of course I used to live in Japan. I'm like, oh, Marie Kondo. Yes, I know. I've heard of her, but yeah, I'm like, that's, I kind of heard of her. Isn't she like organization person? And she said, yeah, like she's amazing. I love it. And she started going gung ho, cleaning all over our house, throwing things away. I mean, fortunately, when we got married, she threw away most of my stuff thinking it was crap. So there wasn't much of my stuff to throw away, but she started going through and decluttering the house, you know, going through and instead of just chucking it, you know, trying to, you know, give thanks and enjoy and that kind of thing and figure out what gives joy, right? And that's kind of, you know, Marie's whole method is that you go through the house, you know, room by room and you figure out, okay, does this item bring me joy? And if it doesn't bring you joy, you thank it and then you get rid of it. You sell it or donate it or whatever, right? But you know, throw it out in the trash, depending on how bad it is. And that's kind of our whole system, right? It's just, you know, clearing out the house, making it feel light, you know, making it feel good. And I started thinking about that with money and there's really not a lot of difference with what I teach about money and abundance that she talks about with stuff in your house, right? And so I want to talk about that. It's like, how do we Marie Kondo your finances, right? Like, what do we do to do that? And so I'm going to give you a few tips here that work for me. You can do whatever works for you, of course, because, you know, I'm not saying I'm the guru authority that will, have the exact perfect method. But again, whatever works best for you. The first thing, first and foremost, is when we talk about money, right? I mean, I always tell people to go through your income and go through your expenses. Start tracking your money. Start looking it over. That's why I talk about using tools and systems, whatever works best for you. It could be a rudimentary spreadsheet. It could be something like mint.com, right? Which I've referred many people to. Some people just tell me, hey, I'd rather just use QuickBooks. And hey, whatever works, use it. Whatever gets you to start tracking your money is key. Because you want to start going through those expenses and saying, hey, is this expense really bringing me joy? Is this really worth it, right? You know, obviously there's going to be productive or essential expenses. You know, the things like your home, your house payment, right? You're going to have your utilities and certain bills that you're going to have and food. But even within that, the thing you have to ask yourself is, okay, I bought this food. Is this food really bringing me joy? Is it really bringing my body joy? Or am I just making myself fatter, you know, or making myself unhealthier? Now, I'm not saying you cut out all your treats. I don't say cut out all of your fun, right? But we really look at, you know, these productive versus consumptive expenses, and we definitely want to get rid of destructive expenses. You know, I remember I had one client where they labeled one of their destructive expenses as alcohol. You know, he was spending, the husband specifically was spending about $600 a month on alcohol. And he agreed to it kind of reluctantly. His wife agreed in full force, saying, yes, that is a destructive expense that is not good for our family or for him. And I said, hey, you don't have to cut it all out, but you might cut it down. You know, you might cut it down to $100 or $200 a month max, you know, rather than $600. And it wasn't like they were starving. It wasn't like they were financially broke. But again, why spend money on something that doesn't ultimately bring you joy, that doesn't ultimately better your situation? And sometimes it's just a matter of priorities. And I'll tell you, you can afford anything. You can afford anything that you prioritize. Anything that's really important to you, you will find a way to make it work. If your financial freedom is really important to you, you will find a way to make it work. You will say, you know what? I don't need that thing right now. You know, I don't need that. You know, that's not really bringing me nearly as much joy as it would if I had that freedom. Now, as a warning, you know, a lot of times people, they become savers, like that saver, hoarder, you know, scarcity mentality. What happens is that they'll discount everything. They'll say, no, I'm not going to do those trips. We're going to delay all that gratification. We're not going to do any, you know, we're going to do nothing for Christmas. Now, I'm not saying you can't do different things for Christmas. By the way, we told our kids, we said, hey, we're not giving you gifts, you know, this Christmas. We did some back in September. We gave them gifts because, you know, like when they want bicycles, you don't want to give them a bicycle in the middle of winter when it's snowy outside and they can't do anything with it, right? And so we had a first Christmas in late September, about 3 months early, you know, gave them the bicycles and stuff so they can enjoy their presents. And then we said, hey, for this Christmas, we're going to take a short little family trip. Now we're too far, you know, just taking our kids, you know, kids to Vegas. It's for us, that's like a 5.5 hour, 6 hour drive, you know, with stops and potty breaks. It'll probably be more like 8 to 10 hours, but that's how it goes with kids, right? But, you know, we're just doing this small little trip, you know, for a few days. And that's our Christmas, right? Now, granted, that ended up being more expensive with the number of kids I have, more expensive than what we did just giving gifts. But you know what? That's what we wanted. We felt that bringing us more joy than just giving them stuff. The stuff that clutters the house and you have to throw away things. And sometimes you throw away your kids' stuff when they're not looking so that they don't miss it, you know, and all that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, those kind of things you want to be looking at. You know, anything else that might be destructive, things that really aren't serving you, look for those kind of expenses. So I'll tell you, like, that's some of the biggest things you do is just go through it. Even things that maybe just could be refined. You know, maybe they're not even destructive expenses, but maybe you can improve them. You know, could you reduce your utilities by like 5%? You know, are there things you can do to save on electricity a little bit more? You know, are there things you can do that you can actually save on some food costs? You know, things you can do that you say, you know what, I'm not even using that TV service, that cable service, get rid of the cable, let's get Netflix, right? You know, and save money there and just get standalone internet service versus the all-in-one bundle package that I see so many people have. And I see nowadays it's just a waste of money for the most part. Even if somebody's a huge sports fanatic, there's now so many ways to watch TV and like sports online live for way cheaper than what you do if you paid for like Comcast or something. You know, so there's lots of options there. You know, I started going through my business expenses. I'm like, hey, what are things I'm paying for? Maybe monthly costs are coming out every month. Can I get rid of those and eliminate those? You know, refinancing. Can you refinance your home or refinance your auto loans? I just refinanced an auto loan and my house, and now I'm refinancing a HELOC, you know, right now because rates are awesome. And I'm like, hey, if I can improve the rate and improve the monthly payment, let's do it. By the way, I'm doing that because I am kind of gearing up for a correction. It might be a stock market correction. We don't know, but there's definitely going to be a correction or a recession of some sort, you know? And as a result, I want to make sure that I've got my finances tight and simplified if at all possible. I'll tell you, there's something awesome about when you have simplified finances and you have less expenses coming out. Doesn't mean you're expense less. Just means that you get rid of some, you trim the fat, you get rid of some of the extra clutter that's going on with your money that maybe causes you to not want to look at it in the first place because you're spending money so many different places. You feel like you can't even track it because you're just going wild with it, right? This is what I mean, is create that joy, create that freedom with what you're trying to do there. You know, so refinancing can be a great option, especially with low interest rates right now. I mean, there's so many great things you can do to free up cash there. You know, building your savings, you know, building that security. You know, I'll tell you, like my wife, she's like, hey, unless we have at least $100,000, $120,000 in savings, like liquid available for any moment's use. And she's like, I don't feel safe. So for her, that was the highest priority, just to get her to feel safe. And so I think a great conversation to even have with your spouse when you're working together, not just for your own joy, but now as you're working with, if you're married or in a relationship, start asking them, hey, what would bring you joy? What would help you feel secure in your financial situation? And listen for the answer, because it might surprise you. It might surprise you completely. You know, like for my wife, for example, like now I was married before, you know, having a business was not secure for her at all. For my wife now, having a business, she's like, well, that's just the way it is. It's business, you know, and she was raised by a dad that was entrepreneurial. So she gets it, you know, for her, I don't have to worry about addressing issues of the business as much other than for her having cash savings, right? Having that, you know, money set aside just in case, you know. Now the cool thing is, because, you know, I say, all right, we don't want to keep this just in a savings account. And even she's like, oh man, these savings accounts pay nothing. I was like, hey, we can keep some of these reserves in my life insurance, my whole life insurance, store it there. I keep a minimum balance, you know, usually about 4 months of my 6 months reserves there. And that's where I store that money. And then that's earning tax-free interest, right? And it's protected from lawsuits and creditors. So there's even some extra security blanket that I can give her when I do that. And it makes me feel better because I know the money's not just sitting there doing nothing while we're not investing it, right? Using that kind of a mutual joy, as you could say it, right? And so look for those things. Now I'll tell you another thing too. If you were to take Marie Kondo's method, you know, one thing is when she gets rid of stuff, she doesn't just, you know, toss it. It's like, get rid of it. It's junk, right? She actually like will kind of almost say like a little prayer, thank it, you know, like thank that thing for whatever joy it did bring her life before, even if it's not right now. So same thing. I don't want you guys to go through these things with shame and guilt. Don't go through this saying, oh man, I wish I hadn't have done that. Just say, you know what? I'm so grateful. Even if it was a bad experience, you could say, I was so grateful that I learned that lesson. You know, I was so grateful I got joy from doing those things. You know, we had so much fun having that membership that we had, but you know what? It's no longer serving us. So thank you. Thank you for the memories. We're moving on, right? And again, this kind of, you can't change the past. All you can do is move forward from the present on and create a new future. And so look for that. Look for ways to create that kind of joy and be able to say, hey, you know what? That was a mistake, but I'm so grateful for it because now I'm wiser because of it. You know, it's not like I remember, one time I had a family member, he was meeting with a guy that was a coach. And the coach asked me, he said, all right, you lost some money with an investment. What are you doing about it? You know, what'd you learn? Well, I shouldn't do that again. And the coach just got on his face and said, if that's what you learned, you're hopeless. Pretty much. I'm kind of paraphrasing it to be less crude, but he's like, you're hopeless because if all you learned was, I'm not going to do that, you know, and that's it. And it was like a very bitter situation. It's like, that wasn't the lesson. You'll do it again. You know, what did you really learn? You know, what could you have done differently that maybe would have prevented that loss? Because it wasn't like the investment was bad. It was how he approached the investment and his mentality that went into it is what essentially had him find a bad investment, you know, and sometimes things just happen, right? You know, sometimes things just happen where even with people with the best intentions and did well, you know, things didn't go well, but that's, it kind of got in his face. He said, no, if that's what you got out of it, that was a mistake. I'll never invest with that person again. No, that wasn't the lesson. The truth was you should invest with yourself again, you know, if that's what you're getting out of it, because you were the investor. In fact, there was things he could have done to prevent from losing that money in the first place. And so that's the kind of thing I want you to do too, is don't go with this with shame or regret or just say, oh, it was a horrible mistake. But again, look at it as, hey, this is a great experience. You know, how can I actually bring joy into my money? And some of you guys, you need some more joy with it. That's for sure. You need to actually lighten up a little bit, enjoy it. Hey, even if you're paycheck to paycheck, even if you're saying you're struggling, enjoy the ride. You're alive. Even when I was going through my worst struggles, when I was in the hole, $16,000 a month, had no money, no credit. How do you think I try to do it? Now, I wasn't paying bills, but you know what? The thing that was amazed me is I was still alive. I didn't starve. There was times I thought I would, but again, there would always be like that helping hand, that neighbor that came by. There was, you know, things that, you know, helped, like our church would help out and things like that. there were so many things that kept us going that logically, you know, based on the numbers alone, shouldn't have worked. And so guys, I want you to really approach this and say, you know, what kind of clutter do I have in my life? Maybe I need to simplify my life a lot. Maybe I need to get rid of a lot of this stuff and these busy activities that take time away. We're just running around in our car with our family and we feel like we have no time to sit and talk. Maybe we can simplify that. Maybe we can get it simpler. In the process, we even save ourselves some money. What can we do to really create some better memories? What can we do to actually have more joy with our money and enjoy it more? That's my challenge to you guys this week. Marie Kondo the heck out of your finances. Have some fun. Enjoy it. And you know what? The more you enjoy it, the more great gratitude you have, the more abundance you feel. Guess what? The more of it you'll have. You'll find out that you'll actually start attracting and creating more money, unbeknownst to you, but it'll start to show up. So guys, that's my challenge to you this week. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous and lovely week. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.